This is City Cafe. I'm Kate Sweeney in for John Lemley. Public art has become more prominent in Atlanta in the last several years, thanks especially to the work of Living Walls, an annual street art conference centered around murals painted by local and international artists. A new documentary out this week looks into the controversy started by two of those works of art. A Tale of Two Murals was directed by PBA 30's Trevor Keller, and he sat down with WABE's John Lemley to talk about it.
So, Trevor, what two murals specifically are we talking about?
There were two murals that were produced during the 2012 conference in South Atlanta. One was in Southeast Atlanta near Chosewood Park in Lakewood Heights, and that was done by an Argentinian artist named Hero. And what she did was produce a mural that was a frame-by-frame depiction of this woman basically undressing, her clothes turning into a wolf, and then walking away. And that left a fully nude woman on the wall. This obviously created some, you know, controversy within the community. The other mural was in Southwest Atlanta in the neighborhood of Pittsburgh. And that was a very ornate, complex mural that basically, and it's very difficult to describe, I guess, on the radio, it was this 200-foot-long mural. There was this man with an alligator head, and this mural caused controversy in Pittsburgh because some people perceived the imagery as demonic.
We have about 40 faith-based institutions here in the neighborhood, and where the alligator with the various fishes coming out of it kind of looked like almost a serpent. I said, people can misinterpret this. And so without some kind of explanation that I can have, that I can share, you know, I'm not quite sure how well this is going to go over.
The issue comes in when they vet these murals in the community. There's some debate on how you should do that because you want to allow artists to have some creative control over what they do. At least that's what artists would tell you. But then the communities might tell you, hey, you know, you're bringing this into our neighborhood. This is going to be up on our wall after you leave.
So Living Walls, they just look at the artist and the artist's work from, well, an artistic point of view, not looking to censor anything. If it's legal through the Atlanta City Council, it's fine with them.
I guess that's the idea now. And I think if you talk to a lot of these artists, you know, they want art to be challenging. They want to make people think. They don't want to do things. Almost everybody I talk to for this, they don't want to do things that seem pasteurized, you know, homogenized. They want to do things that challenge people. And not only that, but make people think about the space where the art is going, which is why a lot of times you see this art goes up in areas that might be blighted or underserved or what have you.
These are complicated issues. Tell us about how you sorted all this out into a full-length documentary.
Well, it was a long process. I actually set out just to do a magazine show segment for our magazine program, This is Atlanta, that we have on PBA 30, and it kind of turned into something more. It really does kind of follow the story of the 2012 conference. I think Living Walls really started to get international attention and bring attention to Atlanta's public art scene with that conference. And so I set out to do a story about that conference and then the fact that it was billed as the first female street art conference. They had a lot of female artists in 2012. And I thought, hey, I might do this little documentary about, you know, these female artists in a male-dominated art scene. But what happened was these two controversial murals popped up and it kind of turned into a bigger story.
One of the people with whom you speak the documentary is Creative Loafings editor-in-chief Debbie Michaud. It did a lot of coverage of both controversies, and we covered the story as well here on WABE. For viewers who are familiar with the story, what kind of new insights are you bringing to this story?
I think one of the biggest things is that we take you inside the meetings that happened that involved these two murals. There was a meeting at Chosewood Park. And there was also a city council meeting later on that was held to talk about these murals and the public art process. I think people are able to go inside of those meetings and they're able to see what people's viewpoints were and really hear them out and hear people's, you know, thoughts and ideas on why these murals were either good or bad for the community and the public art process. I think it also takes a look at the artistic expression versus community at a deeper level and really explore why artists do the things they do and why they do this kind of art, even though it could be controversial, even though it could be painted over. There are so many angles and in so many different viewpoints. It's not really A versus B. It's A versus B versus C versus D versus E.
And isn't that the point of art anyway, is to engage people with one another and sort of talk out differences and also come to some agreement on an idea or two?
I absolutely agree, and I hope that's something that people get out of this documentary, is that they learn a little bit more about their city. I love this city. I love it a lot. I think one of the things that we could do better is communicate between, you know, community lines and city to city and neighborhood to neighborhood and county to county. And I hope that when people watch this documentary, they think about their space, they think about their city, and that they have a better understanding and hopefully want to go out and see, you know, their city be a better place.
Trevor Keller there. He directed the documentary A Tale of Two Murals. That premieres tonight on PBA 30 at 10 p.m. Public Broadcasting Atlanta is, of course, our parent organization. You can see the trailer at wabe.org/citycafe.